Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Herbie, let's go.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com in Odyssey Station.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
We are hanging out with Herb Lawrence on his last show here at The Score. He's got a new adventure that he's getting ready to take off in. So today's his last day. So people wanted to say hello. So his beloved is here. His dog is here. I'm watching them right now. They're just outside having a good time.
I didn't know he was going to come.
Yeah, that's on Mitch. Like, Mitch was like, do you think this is a good idea? I'm like, yeah. If she wants to come by here, yes, it's a good idea. Then Wiener Circle dropped off food, and we thanked them very much. That was like he asked you, right, what you wanted? Is that what happened, or did he just drop it off?
No, he knew I liked Wiener Circle, and especially their activism and the people who worked there, and they had a brick thrown through their window the other day. So I wasn't expecting this at all, but that is the perfect surprise. I was expecting pizza. That's the standard issue thing.
Right, that's usually what ends up happening. It's easy. You just get a couple of pizzas, and you're like, oh, it's a celebration.
This is an upgrade. I mean, having char dogs, and I usually don't like Merck's cheese, but today it was hitting.
Okay, good.
On fries, mercy.
That's the way that it should be. When the show's over, Herbie's going to walk out of here, as he should.
I mean, I'm going to archive the show.
Sure. Okay. Yes, you should archive it for yourself.
No, for the next people. You're the show, and so I make sure that the next people, like if you're like, hey, I need that thing for Jim Ozarski said that thing on Friday the 11th. It's going to be there. It's not going to be just lost.
Well, the Luke Getsy stuff that he said, actually, I do think has some value. And it's something that I would consider bringing back at some point. I think I've already got Monday's show done. Like, it's done in my mind. So that's good. That way, Brandon doesn't walk in here to me being on fire on Monday. Ken Davis is going to be on the show. He's going to be the halftime correspondent. Me and him are just going to talk about the halftime show. And then Big Ant will be on. So
Ken Davis of the Under Center podcast?
You damn right. I hit him up and I was like, can you come and hang out? And he was like, I sure can. So he's going to do that. Am I crazy or does Matt Hasselbeck's brother look like Jim Norton a little bit?
He does.
Got a little Jim Norton in him, right?
He's married to Elizabeth Hasselbeck, right?
That is correct. But he got a little Jim Norton in him.
He didn't came up, champ.
He did. He did.
A guy that looks like that, get a quality individual like that, Elizabeth Hasselbeck, man. Whew. And he was a backup quarterback, too.
Correct.
He wasn't his brother who actually played.
Brother's actually pretty good.
Who wanted the ball and going to score, but they didn't.
They went. It was a pick six the other way. They ended up being bad for him. But they both work there now, yet they never work together, which is also weird. Well, you got an Aaron and Jordan situation going on? I don't know. All right. Someone wanted to talk to Herbie. So we allowed it. Because, I mean, ordinarily we wouldn't allow this person back on the show because, you know. But we allowed it. So now, joining me on the Circuit Resort and Casino Hotline, Circuit Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book, is our friend, the grown-up himself, Anthony Gill. What's up, man?
We back, baby. What's going on?
Yes.
That was fun, guys.
Well, we're just hanging out. How are you doing? How is engaged life?
Engaged life is going well. We just booked the venue, so we have an official date set. So it's going to be October 14th. The man will officially grow up to Anthony.
I know. This was the glow up on you has been in the last 2 years has been pretty remarkable.
Yeah. Yeah, man. It's even shocked me. I'm like, whoa, I'm actually out here being an adult and doing adult things. It's crazy.
And like any score producer or host,
outkicking the coverage like a million times.
We call him Chris Cluey.
Dude, he is straight up Chris Cluey because, come on, man. Like, that's ridiculous. Ridiculous.
I wake up every day, Lolo and Herb, just amazed that she picked me. Just, I don't understand it. I don't get it. It's weird.
We wake up and think of that same thing too, Tony. Like every day. I wake up like, what the hell?
Everyone who knows you actually wakes up thinking the exact same thing. Like, how did that happen? And oh my God, does that woman know what her life is going to be like? Like, we all wonder that.
Oh, she's getting quite a bit of it, and she's still sticking around. So that's shout outs to her for sticking around.
Yes, shout out to her indeed. And everything's okay. Like, you're all right. You're not freaking out about any of this stuff.
No. You know, I gotta work on a little bit of my dancing moves. I'm not big of a dancer. She loves to dance, so I gotta make sure I don't embarrass myself. So
wait, was I right? Are we doing the Bhangra at the wedding? Like, do I need to get ready? Like, you're supposed to, you're supposed to act like you're twisting in a light bulb.
Yeah, I will show that move like the first couple times I met her family. So we'll see. We'll see if I can actually complete the move.
All right. Well, good. I mean, look, you need something to focus on, and that should be it. You better not disappoint us. Like, it better be popping.
It's it. I mean, we're looking at, you know, 400, 450 guests, so it's gonna be a good time.
Good Lord.
He got that money.
I know he got that NBC Universal Peacock money. 450 people. Did we make the cut?
Definitely.
Okay.
Definitely. It's actually like a test move. It's like, okay, how many of my can I shut down local media because everybody has taken off of work from their broadcast to come to my wedding? So that's the test that I'm running right now.
Okay, so I got to ask you a question. I don't know if I asked you this after the engagement, but it did occur to me and Russ that. So here, to get everyone involved and whiteboard this for everyone, Anthony did a really great engagement. Like, it was a surprise for his beloved. We were downtown. We were in the South Loop in one of those high rises in the South Loop. It was great. He told us, everyone get there before 6 o'clock, right? So I was like, okay, cool. That was the day that we had that crazy ice storm and everyone was slipping and sliding all over the place. So I got there really early. I got there like 5:30, and it was out of like a rom-com. Like, I literally was outside the window seeing the two of them and being like, how am I going to explain that I'm here right now in an ice storm? So I ducked behind a bush so that they wouldn't be able to see me. And then when I saw them get on the elevator, I knew at least I could get into the building. The question that I have, because the actual you asking her to marry you didn't happen until 7. The question that I have is that since it was a bunch of black people and a bunch of Indian people, did you tell us the wrong time on purpose?
No, see, that was the most nerve-wracking part, right? Everybody was asking, oh, were you nervous when you do it? I was pretty sure that she was going to say yes. The nerve-wracking part is timing this out so she has no clue what's going on. That was the most nerve-wracking part. So I knew they needed enough time to set up everything for the proposal, but also I needed enough time, separation time, so we didn't see anybody. So I told everybody around, like, right before 6, because the plan was to do it at 7, but dinner started at 5:30. My cousin took his sweet time coming down the elevator.
Yes, he did.
Doing his final setups for our dinner date at his spot that he rents out. So I'm sweating bullets, but I'm not trying to look nervous because she's standing right next to me. And thank you, shout out to you, Loho, for having the offensive awareness. You know, your Madden offensive awareness rating has got to be like 90+. For you just hiding just really fast until we were gone. So shout out to you.
Dude, and it was so crazy because I was so happy that I actually made it up Mount St. Roosevelt, because walking up Roosevelt that night was almost impossible. It was almost impossible because, and I was like, man, I know the South Loop. I'll park over here on Wabash. And then I walked up Roosevelt going, I'm going to die. Like, I'm going to slip and fall, and there's going to be a problem, and all this stuff. And then when I saw you, I was like, come on, man. You said before 6 o'clock. You said. I'm like, I'm here. And I'm like, I hope that there is footage of it, because I literally jumped behind a bush so that you guys wouldn't be able to see me. And then I was like, I was like behind the bush, and I was like kind of peeking out behind it. I was like, he might know it's me, but she's not going to know it's me if I peek behind here. Thank God, y'all, because I didn't know what to do. I was like, and then I ran into Russ, and I said, Russ, we got to hide because they're here, and I didn't think that they were going to be here. And Russ was like, are you kidding me? I'm like, yeah, I just saw him get in the elevator. So, yes, I had to do some dip, duck, dodge, dive, and dodge. I had my dodgeball on to do that, which is good.
Yeah, it turned out to be great. It turned out to be perfect. Everybody got there, all the people that we wanted there. For that small venue, I wanted more people, but couldn't get them all in there. But thanks for coming out, Lo. Appreciate you.
Yes. So, you know, what you got to say to Herbie?
Herb, my guy, man. Congratulations. Always, whenever somebody tells me or, you know, asks me, you know, how do you, you know, do all this stuff? Herb is definitely one of the people that, you know, I shout out, because one thing that I learned from Herb that I will keep forever, wherever I go in this business, is Herb has the ability to create a fun, safe environment as an executive producer for ideas to grow and thrive. I learned that from Herb. When he's producing a show, he wants to make the host feel comfortable, and he wants to make the environment of everybody else in that show to feel comfortable. And that's a skill I think every producer should be able to do, is to get the best out of everybody that's working there. Herb exemplifies that down to a T. So if you take anything away, any producers that are coming up after him or that I have listened to him over the years and continue to listen to him wherever he goes, that's one of the things that I took from Herb and one of the things that I learned from him, amongst other things. But that was the one that I continue to express to other people. Man, Herb, I love you, man. You're one of my best friends. We constantly text in our group chat all the time. You're my brother, and I appreciate you and all that you've done, not only for me, but just at the score, man. So that's all I want to say, man. Just wanted to give you a call. Didn't want to, you know, take out the show. But Herb, you're a great man, and I appreciate you, and I love you, man.
Thank you very much, Anthony. It's weird calling him Anthony.
It is weird.
Not a grown man yet. Tony.
Campy says he's not doing it.
He's just going to hold out. But, yeah, those are great words. I appreciate that. And if I did that for you, that was only because somebody did it for me and I passed that along. So it's Lawrence, it's Jonathan Hood, it's Jason Goff, it's Eric Beverly, all these people throughout my career, Joe Ostrowski, have got that in me and then I've passed it along to other people. So people like yourself can pass it on to the next generation. Rick Camp can pass it on to young Mike Rankin and so on and so forth.
That's the hope. Anthony, have a wonderful weekend. Please, for God's sake, stay out of trouble.
Can't make any promises, though. All right, bye.
Yo, 450?
I don't even, like, Courtney and I, we're engaged. We're not going to get married for years, but I can guarantee you this. It's not going to come close to 450 people. I'm looking at like 25.
It's a good number.
Courtney's like, no, that's blasphemous.
I mean, it should probably be higher than that, right, Courtney? It should be higher than that.
Hey, man, having money is great.
450?
Like, we'll have some money. We don't have 450 money.
Yeah.
I hope to have 450 money like young Anthony Gill over there.
All I know is from my own experience of going to Indian weddings, man, I can't wait.
Only thing I've seen of Indian weddings is Mr. Met showing up at an Indian wedding.
Yes.
I want Southpaw to show up at Tony Gill's wedding.
Herbie, we can do that. Like,
no, I don't want to pay Southpaw. I mean, I do. He should get paid.
Well, here's the question.
Or it should get paid.
Campy, your thoughts on this too. I feel like not Southpaw. I feel like Benny the Bull for Anthony's wedding. Isn't that the move? Like, if it's one of us, it's Southpaw. But for him, it should probably be Benny the Bull.
That makes sense. I'll be here for Southpaw if he punches Ranji in the face, assuming Ranji's there just like at Sox Fest.
Well, you know, the thing with Ranji is that he'll get invited, but I was on the north side. I don't know. I couldn't show up.
Ranji will pull. He'll be like part of the 30% that they always say you invite X amount. 30% won't be able to come.
Yeah.
Or say they won't be able to.
That'll be Ranji.
I'll take Bird Zerk at our place.
Bird Zerk?
Those who know to know.
That's what we're doing for
you? Our guy Bird Zerk.
See, I feel like Southpaw for your wedding. If that's okay, Courtney. Okay. All right. Thumbs up. Cool. Done deal. I'll say it right now on the air. I will pay for Benny the Bull to be at Anthony's wedding and Southpaw to be at your wedding.
Deal.
I will pay. I will say that right now. Riles, put it on tape. I'll take care of that.
Appreciate it.
And then we could, I don't know what Benny the Bull does at weddings, but I'm sure it's hilarious because what Benny the Bull does at Bulls games is fantastic. That's on me. I've been promising that the people will have their say and they will get their questions answered to a degree. We will commence with the Ask Herb segment of this show next here on The Score.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com in Odyssey Station.
So I got a question here, Herbie. This one is from Michael, and I think that it's a relevant question. Are you going to the New Edition show at the United Center next month? Mr. Telephone Man, there's something wrong with my line.
Love to go to that, but the new job might conflict with that. But yeah, I would love to go to the New Edition show. And who else is in there? It's like, I forgot the other act that was in there. It was really good, so... Let's see, was it March 4th or March 5th?
I don't know. I don't go to concerts.
I know my guy Wally Money's going, so he was been telling me, and I've been looking at tickets, the $100 ones, and now I got a couple dollars. Maybe I need to call Anthony for a little loan. So if I get a couple more dollars, I'll be there, front row and center, to see my guys, Ronnie, Ricky, Bobby, Mike, Ralph, and Johnny, too.
We'll see who shows up. When I dial my baby's number, I get a click every time. This question, before we go to our special guest who called in without anyone asking, Which professional sports team fan base has the worst experience right now? The Phoenix Coyotes, Pittsburgh Pirates, Detroit Lions, or Oklahoma City Thunder?
Phoenix Coyotes.
Dude, they don't even want them.
They kicked them out of the Glendale.
They're going to play their games at Arizona State, a place that holds 5,000. And guess what? They're not going to get 5,000 people in there. The folks there want that franchise gone.
I mean, who was the genius? What are they? The Quebec Nordiques initially? Who's a genius to say, Canada to Phoenix?
Well, there are a lot of Canadians there.
Yeah, but the atmosphere is not good for the ice. And have the Coyotes ever been good since Roenick and Doan have left? Come on now. I couldn't imagine being a Phoenix Coyote fan.
I don't know where they go, but the people down there are like, we're good. You can take your hockey and get it on up out of here.
Like, the perfect time to be an Arizona fan for a sports team is when you're in the middle of that heat. So, like, you're at a Diamondbacks game, and hopefully they have the windows closed like they didn't when we were there. It was like 99 degrees. Like, oh, open it up. It's great here.
I hate
no,
that place.
I'm sweating, you jerk. It's just
same thing for the ballpark 90 miles north.
It's literally the same ballpark, but I like Miller Park much more.
Miller
than
Park's
like
a better park, but the fact that they don't have air conditioning, my God. I went on a night when it's just not fun. The middle of the summer, even with it open, it's stifling there.
My bad. Some of these people say it was the Hartford Whalers, but I thought the Hartford Whalers went to Carolina. It was one of those Canadian teams they took, and they moved them down to Phoenix for no damn reason.
We have a guest joining us on the Circuit Resort and Casino Hotline. Circuit Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. What do you want?
Well, I wasn't going to call, and then I just heard all of you guys taking a giant duke all over me, and I thought, you know what? I should call Herb on his special day today. Hello, everybody.
It's Chris Ranji, everyone. Yay!
So I heard Anthony Gill say, or Tony Gill, whatever you guys are calling him, Anthony, whatever.
I mean, his name is Anthony.
Yes, well,
his fiance introduces him, man.
That's madness.
And
total madness.
I found this out. We're the only people that were calling him Tony. We're it.
Really?
Yes, his whole family calls him Anthony. That's why I'm using Anthony now. We're the only ones that call him Tony. Fish is fine.
Oh, yeah, I'm still calling him that. Anyway, so I'll keep this brief because you got things going on, whatever.
Yeah.
But I heard Anthony Gill say that Herb always wanted the producers and hosts to feel comfortable, which is odd because he just used to tell me to quit being a jerk.
Yeah, and you still haven't taken his advice, so.
I still have not taken his advice. Okay, so here is my question. Well, first of all, Herb, I love you. I think you're wonderful at this job and the next job. I know you're going to be wonderful at that, too. And I miss working with you regularly. I really do. I think about that all the time.
So, Chris.
My question for
hold
you.
Hold on, before you question, go with that.
Yeah. Yeah, what?
Is this my last day?
God dang it!
Yeah!
Are you serious?
Beat him to the punch! I love it! Yes!
I am so mad!
Yes! Yes!
I am so mad right now. I am so angry that you did that.
Yes!
Actually, Rick said it earlier today. He was like, Herb, is this your third last day? Box?
I am so mad.
So to whiteboard this for people, Ranji is good for asking people if there's like some sort of mistake if it's their first day. So Herbie saw the setup coming and beat him to the punch. Yeah.
I thought I was being clever over here. I was like, he's not going to have any idea that I'm about to ask him if it's his last day.
There was technical difficulties though, Chris. That was another thing.
That was my favorite Herb.
I don't know what happened that day. Like, that day, I think something went wrong where I messed up on the board, post-game, pre-game, wherever it was, and I said into the mic to Chris, like, oh, sorry, technical difficulties. Blamed it on the board or something like that, and it was my fault.
Yeah.
Because I didn't want to get yelled at.
I don't know what it was either. I have no idea what it was. I don't remember.
It probably was that time where the Ed Farmer sound was like 3 to 4 times fast, and Joe was yelling at me from the studio.
Herbie! Yeah.
And then Ed down the line's like, Herbie, this is my livelihood. Come on.
What's going on there, friends?
We're going to get that fixed back there, Steve Goffman.
Wow. All right. Well,
no, it wasn't Break Bad on Steve
Goffman.
No, I'm
saying it was that long ago. Like,
oh, my goodness.
It was that long ago that Goffman was there with you. Holy crap.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
You've been here a very long time, sir.
That has been a minute. Well, Herb, congrats. I love you, buddy. And, you know, you'll kill it. I know you will.
I love you too, Ranji. We'll see you back down there in St. Louis when you go back down maybe this year? Question mark, if they play baseball?
Oh,
I mean, the White Sox don't play
there,
but I can still go down there without the White Sox playing there, right?
No.
Yeah, of course.
Don't.
I was wondering if you're going to let me back in the city again.
Don't.
And that one,
you're welcome.
That one area that is actually good in St. Louis. What was it called again?
Soulard?
There you go. See, you knew exactly what I was talking about.
Yeah. Yeah, trust me, we could use the tourists, so come on down.
We'll do our best. That's Chris Ranji. Beat him at his own game. What a win. What a way to go out. Beating Ranji at his own damn game. I love it. Mr. Clever and got beat. It's a good thing. Now, back to more Ask Herb questions. This is from Kara. Kara wants to know, who is your favorite Illini basketball player of all time? Good question.
Whew. I mean, recency bias, Io DeSumo, but if we take that out, I would have to go with an underrated guy who came in as an unheralded guy and left as a guy that I was like, he worked his tail off, and it's Chicago's own Kevin Turner.
I was not expecting you to say Kevin Turner.
Yeah, Kevin Turner, like, he impressed me. Like, if you guys who are out there knew who Kevin Turner was, he's still alive. He was a slight guy, came in unheralded. I think he went to Simeon, I believe. And by the time he left Illinois, he had developed his game, turned his game totally around, loved him. And another guy who is not with us anymore is the same guy. Freshman, sophomore year, he was just struggling. I was like, this guy is terrible. But by junior and senior year, Robert Archibald turned himself into an NBA player, got drafted in the second round, I think, by the Memphis Grizzlies. And unfortunately, he's not with us anymore, but Robert Archibald turned himself into an Olympian, too. He played for the Scottish team, I believe, or the English team. So, yeah, those type of guys are the ones I like, the underrated guys, not big-time heralded, but at the end of their careers, they left with a good career, and they've developed their game.
We're doing our final episode of Ask Herb. This question from JT. What was your favorite spot in San Diego to just enjoy the scenery?
La Jolla. It's breathtaking. The whole San Diego is, you go within 3 hours, you're going to have the whole United States there. If you want to go skiing, you want to see the desert, you want to see Mediterranean temperatures, it's all there. But La Jolla, you get the views of the ocean, you have the mountains, you have the sea lions, just...
Any dolphins?
Probably in the ocean. I didn't go in the ocean. I'm not that guy. But it's just beautiful. There are so many people out there swimming with the sea lions. I was praying, you know? It's like, please let those sea lions go sea lion and beat the hell out of those people. Like, stop messing with wild animals. Off on a tangent. This is a thing that I get mad at all the time. And you can ask Courtney. I was like, please, Jesus, bite one of those people. Because they were just by them. I was like, leave them alone. Let them be. One of those days, we're going to hear, man, a sea lion bit a child. Hey, man, stop having your children around wild animals.
Hey, that tiger didn't go crazy. That tiger went tiger. That's all it did. Here's a good question. Stuck in a blizzard, you need a ride home. Who do you call, Goff or Holmes?
I'm calling you, Lawrence Holmes.
You should call Jay, and the reason why is he's got a better truck.
No, I've seen your car.
It's pretty nice.
It is nice.
But Jay got, you know.
But Jay is like ultimately busy. He's got 17 jobs. You have 15 jobs.
You're like, you're boring. You'll be at home and come get me.
No, you got 15 jobs. He has like 17. He's doing the full go. He's doing the NBA stuff with the Bulls. He's out in LA right now.
Yeah, he's covering the Super Bowl for the Spotify gang over at the Ringer.
I'm probably calling both of you and see who comes up first.
Yeah.
And then once one of you guys come, I'm going to say, hey, I called the other dude. Let's wait up for him. Let's have a party.
Well, luckily, I think Jay's now closer to you, like where you live.
Oh, he moved out of the South Loop?
Yeah, I think so. I think he's a lot closer to where you guys are. No, no, no. Come on. You see he got 17 jobs. Has Jay ever struck you as the type of person that's slumming it? Nope.
Live by me, you might be.
I would say a little further west than you.
All right.
But, you know, him and Dr. Pia got it going. Things are going well for young Jason. Look at this. How about that? Anthony's engaged. You're engaged. Jay's engaged.
All November birthdays.
Oh, that's right. That's the black score November birthday thing.
We did it opposite. So, like, we did it in order of our birthdays. I have the first birthday in November. I got engaged first. Jay got engaged second. Then Tony got engaged third. But I think in marriage, it's going to be Tony, Jay, and then me way down the line.
Yeah, we got to get Courtney out of law school first. Get her out of law school, and then, you know, she might be looking to upgrade. Like,
No, I'm not taking it for granted.
That's why I'm sure that's why you were like, hey, take this ring right now.
Oh, I told her. I was like, I'm coming. Coming to get your money. Like, I'm getting closer. It's like, I know you make this much. I'm shorten that, narrow that gap a little bit more. See, might not get all the way there, but I'm coming. I'm gonna be like the Eddie Murphy joke. It's like Johnny Carson. It's like, and you got what, $350,070,000. That's what I'm gonna say to Courtney.
That's what you're adding to it.
Yeah, it's like we got that much money now.
Just put the 70 in there, and then you're in the house. Okay. This one from Ryan. Herb, do people who own snowblowers in the city have an obligation to help the block?
No. They do not have an obligation. That's just a nice gesture for them to do. I know our guy, Matt Zawoski, does that. Chris Tano, who has a snowblower, does that for his. I think him and one of his neighbors down the street, like, battle. Like, who can get out there first to snowblow the whole driveway of the neighborhood that you're living in. But if I ever get a snowblower, no. I'm doing mine. Unless you're paying me.
Unless they're paying you. And then there's that. This is a good question from Wayne. What will you miss most about the score?
The camaraderie we have. Like, we'll still be guys and people outside of the score, but coming in, planning a show, having fun on the show with you guys is the thing I'll miss the most. Like, that's why I keep on coming back. I will not come back again, but this is my third time, and I missed it every time I left. Because there's nothing that can replace what the score brings. That's why I'm going to a similar place and trying to bring that to that vineyard.
Not the place down the street, though, right? Like, you're not going to be running the Greenberg show, are you?
No. Okay. There's only probably two people I like there.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure that I didn't have to compete against you because you were over there making Greenberg show better. That'd be bad.
The national show?
Yeah, they have you running the board over there. I don't know. We do fine here.
Isn't it like tape delayed?
It totally is. It's completely tape delayed.
And talking about the Jets.
All the time.
Yankees, Red Sox. Who do you got? The Knicks.
What's the Mount Rushmore of rivalries?
Ugh. Here's Stephen A. yelling at something. And doing the White Sox commercials. Stephen B.
That's Stephen B. Smith. That's a different person. He does yell a lot, but he also makes $10 million a year. So it's working for him. He seems happy, I think. I will say that I do enjoy when the Cowboys lose. I do look forward to him acting like a wrestling heel with the cowboy hat and the cigar. But yes, he does scream a lot. A lot, a lot. Ah. Someone's saying, who's Greenberg? Mike Greenberg. He used to work here. Do people know that? Do people know that Mike Greenberg was the score's first Bears reporter? Because he talks about it all the time, like covering Jim Harbaugh. Because he was doing that for us here.
We have a lot of success stories. Most of them were interns, like Cassidy Hubbard, Jason Benetti.
Nick Friedel.
Yeah. Our guy, Chris Kamka.
That's right. A lot of them. They roll up out of here and they go make money.
Adam, or the Score Zone, had him a hog.
Adam Hogg, yes. Adam Hogg's done a great job in what he's done.
And, you know, recently passed, Jeff Dickerson was here. He's one of the people
he was my intern.
Yeah. He's one of the people who trained me. He was always a genuine guy, great guy.
Man, I had a conversation with Dan Wiederer. He's going to be the next guest on House of L. Well, wait. He's going to be the next guest. Because Ben Finfer and I are going to geek out about Boba Fett. And I'm recording that tomorrow, and we're going to put that out and let the people hear about Boba Fett and The Mandalorian and all the geeky stuff that we could possibly ever discuss. I was like, man, I'm just going to open up the Zoom for Finfer and let him go. That's all I'm doing. Ben, how are you? What did you think of Boba Fett? And then I'm going to move away from the microphone.
Nerd stuff, nerd stuff, nerd stuff. I like when Boba Fett did that thing where he took off his helmet.
I don't know. Only thing I know about Boba Fett.
He did take off his helmet.
Only thing I know about Boba Fett is from Can't Hardly Wait, when they were using Grand Mark Tolfin, something like that.
Yeah.
And Boba Fett. And one of them was like, oh, why does he get to be Boba Fett? That's literally what I know about him.
But that's what we're
I've heard
do.
That the Book of Boba Fett is like nerding out like porn.
Yes. You get all the stuff. So I'm going to talk with Finfer. And I'm just going to let it go. When I hit him up last week and said, hey, man, weird idea. How would you feel? And he's like, yes. Yes. I very much want to talk about Boba Fett on a podcast. So we're going to record that tomorrow and put it out tomorrow. Let me see. Let me get one more Ask Herb question. Let's see if we can find a good one here.
Hmm. Oh, wait, hold on. You were about to say something about Dan Wiederer or about Jeff Dickerson.
Oh, thank you for reminding me. This is why you're the best in the business. We had the conversation that me and Wiederer had is unbelievable. I can't wait for people to hear the episode. But we spent a lot of time talking about how great a person Jeff Dickerson is and how that dude has been that dude forever. Like the guy that he was at the end of his life was who he was when he was in college, you know? And that's 22 years or whatever. Just, it was great to have someone book in that, because I traveled with JD at the beginning of our career. And obviously, like, I've been doing this. And so Wiederer and Campbell and Hogue and all those guys were traveling with JD up until the end. And hearing the stories about it it was therapeutic. It was heartbreaking, but it was therapeutic. We also talk about journalism and stuff, but the conversation that we had about our friend and the amount of time that we were spending with him in different points in his life, I think people who love JD are really going to love the episode. Wiederer is a good dude, man. I really like him.
And a guy I went to college with at Western, Tim Mueller, was friends with him back at BG, Buffalo
yes.
Grove. So he said he's been always like that.
I always told JD that I would have loved for us to play safety together. Like, I think we would have been like the perfect like high school pairing of safeties. It would allow me to be like a crazy person and for him to be the stabilizing force. You've been a good pairing, I think. I would have played free. He would have played strong because he's bigger than me. That's how that would have worked. I would like to say some things about Herb Lawrence. We will do that next here on The Score.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com in Odyssey Station.
I've been really blessed over my career at The Score to have wonderful producers who have taken care of me. Joe Ostrowski, Chris Tannehill, Rick Camp, Melissa Rakitis, Tony Gill, countless others who have stepped into the breach to take care of me and help me produce this show, help me create this show in a lot of ways. Herb Lawrence is a great partner. He is someone that I trust implicitly, professionally and personally. On top of being a wonderful broadcaster, He is a tremendous person and exactly the type of person that you want on your side no matter what. If you're looking for someone that's just going to hear you out when you've got a bunch of problems, he's your man. If you need someone to help you figure out the rough parts of your life, he's your man. If you need someone to put together the dumbest sports radio show in the world, he's your man. And I'm so proud of him and I'm so happy for him that he gets to graduate and go do the next part of his career. The jobs here at The Score behind the scenes are really good because they're fun and you get to work with a lot of fun people. But everyone that I mentioned could very easily be in the role that I'm in, where you're the one hosting the show. And Herbie exactly is that. This could very easily be the Herb Lawrence show with me being the EP of it. I can't wait to see what he does next. And I know that him fronting something is going to be special. When he's ready to tell you what it is, I will tell you what it is. But I can tell you that I am lucky to know this man, and I can't wait for what he does next. I love you, man. I love you. Good luck. Good luck. You won't need it because you work your ass off. But I know that I speak for a lot of people who are within the sound of my voice saying, you are the best part of my day. Parkins and Spiegel are next here on The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.